A follow-up now on that story out of Idaho about too many Californians moving there and adding to the loss of farmland. According to a new study, between 1982 and 2017, Idaho lost more than 370,000 acres of farmland and natural habitat to development, with 77% of that loss due to population growth. And we're told that California bears much of the blame since it sends roughly 32,000 people to Idaho each year, more than any other state. Leon Kolenkiewicz is the study's lead author on urban sprawl in Idaho.
All urban sprawl tends to be built, almost all urban sprawl tends to be built on lands which are either farmland, that is agricultural land, and or natural habitat. And so when you have a number of people moving into an area or being born into an area, although in this case it's definitely migration, internal migration within the United States, they all need a place to live, they need a place to work, they need roads to drive on. The average person uses about a third of an acre of urbanized or developed land in general. And so what we've seen in Idaho, which for the past decade, by measured by percentages, had the fastest growth, population growth, of any state in the country, is rampant urban sprawl, and Idahoans are very upset by it. They like living in a northern Rocky Mountain state with lots of elbow room and the freedom that comes with that. So, unfortunately, a lot. If you look at the five top states feeding people into Idaho, funneling people into Idaho, you probably don't need two guesses to realize which is the topmost of those five states.
Talk about farmland in particular. Once it's taken out of production, that's pretty well lived. There's no going back.
Absolutely. Our data for this study on urban sprawl in Idaho come from the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, formerly the SCS of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And they've been conducting what they call a national resources inventory every 5 years from 1982 onwards. The most recent data available are from 2017. So that's a 35-year period. Over that 35-year period, nationwide, the U.S., the United States, has 12% less cropland than we did in 1982. And as you say, when a piece of land has asphalt or a structure or pavement put on it, that's pretty much it. There was a famous quip by a former Assistant Secretary of Agriculture that went something like, asphalt is the land's last crop. You don't easily reverse that when you develop an area, unless, you know, some counties have had dwindling populations. But once that pavement or structures are there, even if the population is stabilized, you don't tend to rip up asphalt to put in soil and cropland again. So it's a big deal. And again, Idahoans and Americans as a whole are very concerned about the loss of this long-term degradation and our viable agricultural land base, first to feed us and then to provide food for much of the rest of the world through our grain exports. So it's a big deal.
He goes on to say, if current migration patterns continue, Idaho will lose more than 100,000 additional acres of farmland by 2040.